Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
Here's the reality of Thanksgiving at this point, right? Is that maybe you're in a home where Thanksgiving is that big meal every single year, right? Everybody comes on over to your house, and you love cooking. You love doing it. But the truth of the matter is, it's expensive. You got 10 people coming over. You've got 12 people coming over. You've got 15 people coming over. While you love sort of the hectic nature of the whole thing, you just love feeding the family, right? The reality of it this year is that it was expensive 2 years ago, and now it feels way worse now because of the recession. Right.
And you don't want to invite less family members over or less friends who maybe don't have family in town. You want everybody to be able to come over,
sure,
but you got to be able to feed them all.
Right.
You know?
And here's where the problem starts here. It's just that you want all these people over. You just don't want to have to call them up and say, hey, I know we've done this at my house for the last 10 years. I just can't do it this year.
Right.
So we have Chef G from the Four Seasons and Chef Hopkins from Restaurant Eugene in this morning. These are two of Atlanta's finest, finest chefs.
Absolutely. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Good What's
morning.
Going on? You guys
Welcome
want to
back.
Share
that
mic?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in again. It's almost unbelievable because both of these guys claim that you guys can serve Thanksgiving dinner for 12 for under $50. And they're not talking about their restaurants. They're talking about these are recipes right. that you guys can do at your house. And you could serve for 12 people for under $50.
Yeah.
So where do we even start?
Well, the focus that we were looking at was just trying to incorporate the traditional accompaniments. It doesn't have to be necessarily the big old bird on the table. But there are the components, the pumpkin, the sweet potato, the turkey, the cranberry. And that's really what we did when we looked at it. And I think there's a lot of ways that you can do that. I was kind of surprised, and it was kind of fun to go to a grocery store and do this exercise because in the industry, we typically get our purveyors to do that. And we get some lower pricing that you typically get at a grocery store. But these are grocery store prices. And, you know, we tried to make it fun at the same time.
How can people try to, quote unquote, you know, like trim the fat? If it was going to cost them $120
hey,
last year.
Good chef line.
I said, quote unquote. I knew it was a cheesy pun. What can they do this year to save some money yet not lose quality on the food?
I think focus on a few simple ingredients that are high quality as opposed to trying to build a buffet or a table with 12 different items. You know, this exercise was building three items, have them in harmony with each other, and look at those economical things. Luckily, Thanksgiving is traditionally an economical meal. You know, it's things in season. Pumpkin's not expensive. Turkey is really not that expensive per pound. That's really the focus. And just try to prepare it very simply and really not overwhelm yourself. A lot of people get scared. You
so,
know,
Chef Hopkins, what was your menu? Which When did you make?
We have a roulade of a turkey thigh, which we boned out and rolled with a cornbread stuffing. And we just cooked that nice and slow. And I think the thigh is the juiciest part and one that you tend not to overcook. And most people buy just the breasts all year. So the thighs are very cheap, you know, under $1.50 a pound. Then we have a salad with radish and bacon, a little homemade sour cream, and a citrus vinaigrette, and then a butternut squash soup. And the whole meal that I brought was under $40.
And it can serve how many?
12 people.
12 people.
Wow.
So you've got you've got the turkey, the stuffing, the salad, and the soup.
Right, and you could add you know, potatoes and green bean casserole and still hit your budget.
That is awesome. Now we
it's
will have
delicious.
It
too.
Tastes awesome.
We'll have these recipes on how to make them and everything up online also.
You have all of them.
Already have them, so they'll be up online at q100atlanta.com. So that's 12 people for $40 right there.
That's
When's
incredible.
The last time you just made yourself a grilled cheese sandwich? Just curious.
Oh, I have two kids, so grilled cheese and little egg sandwiches in the morning before school.
Okay,
all the time.
He just makes everything sound so five star.
But I guarantee that his even his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches will taste 10 times better than anything I could try.
But I could tell you,
peanut butter.
with this, like, how cool, what is this again? The rula hoop?
It's a hula hoop of turkey.
Yeah.
It's a roulade with cornbread stuffing. Just very simple.
So, like, how cool is it if you have your in-laws over, you know, and you're like a new wife or something, and you're like, oh, yes, I've made a roulade of turkey with cornbread stuffing. Like, and they're like, whoa, they have no idea that it cost came down to $40.
Now, is this a meal for both of you guys? Are both of these meals suitable for somebody that's trying this for the very first time, or is this a little bit more advanced?
The meal that I made was a turkey meatloaf. I think many people are familiar with meatloaf. and the key is to get both breast meat and dark meat ground and mix that together. And we put mushrooms in there for the moisture, mm-hmm. lots of mushrooms, so that you get that juiciness when it bakes. And we did a pumpkin that was roasted whole, and we stuffed it with sweet potatoes and stuffing. So you're going to get a lot of holiday flavor out of that, mm-hmm. And a lot of filling in your stomach. And the pumpkin soup, too, is topped with a little bit of crouton, a little crispy bread tossed with maple syrup. And it's really easy to make. And these things, when we looked in the pantry, what you would typically have in the house anyways. And then we made a little pumpkin moon pie, which is very simple, but really tasty. I really love those little moon pies.
Mm-hmm. And how much does this whole plate cost?
This one is that for the 12 people, I spent $49 and 97 cents.
Okay. Nice. Nice.
You
just won the showdown.
I was going to make a gravy, but I ended up using the pan juices that the meatloaf was producing, but we're right on that budget.
Recycling. Yeah. Yes.
And it's awesome.
I do find it fascinating that both are talking about dark meat, because I do think you're right. When you think about Thanksgiving, most people probably go for the turkey breast, and the fact that you both incorporated dark meat in your meals, which is cheaper,
juicier.
And juicier. Mm-hmm.
I think tastier.
Much more flavorful, yeah. Actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's better.
Yeah. This is just mm-hmm. off the charts. It's so good.
It tastes so good.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm going to stuff my face.
We made the definite right call canceling the meeting today.
No kidding. We're going to be out like a light by 10 o'clock today.
And there's a lot of extra out there.
So. Is there?
Nice.
Okay.
All of Q100 just cheered like,
Chef G from the Four Seasons and Chef Hopkins from Restaurant Eugene. Outside of this, and again, all of these recipes and how to make them and everything will be up online at Q100Atlanta.com. So you can feed people, 12 people for under $50. Wendy is cooking for the very first time for her entire family.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving dinner. What sort of advice can you give to first-time chefs on that day?
Do you want to go first, Linton, and I'll follow?
The biggest thing, again, keep it simple. Brine your turkey. I don't know if anyone here knows about brining at all, but if you want that breast meat to be flavorful, 1 cup of salt to 3 quarts of water, mix that up and just soak your turkey in it overnight, and then before you roast it, just dry it off, and that'll help the moisture inside, and actually the seasoning gets inside the meat, and you have a tendency not to overcook it.
And how long do you have to thaw the turkey? Because that is one of the biggest rookie mistakes, is if you leave it in the freezer too long, right?
Get it 3 days ahead.
And 3 days.
Put it in your fridge and let it defrost in the fridge. Don't just put it on the back porch or in the sink, because that's when you're going to get that foodborne illness.
Put it in the sun. Sometimes I put it in my warm car.
No.
Just leave it in there for
3 days. Yes.
So if you don't want to cook, though, you can come by and we do turkey to go at the hotel. So it's if you don't want to cook.
At the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Great.
I might just do that and just say I made it.
Jeez. I would totally do that.
I don't have to worry about the stress. I can just go.
Why don't you get outside and grab one of these woolly things, woolly pops.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. If they are well fed that day and they're happy and they leave, the story doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm just going to go put a couple of plates of what I have in the freezer and then just open them up, put them in the microwave.
Totally okay.
You just got to make sure that you take any Park 75 wrapping or receipts and throw it away in your neighbor's garbage, because that's the last thing you want is them opening your garbage can and
be like, what is this restaurant, Eugene?
Chef Hopkins, what do you have going on at the restaurant for Thanksgiving?
We're closed for our staff at Eugene and Holman and Finch, which is good, but I just wanted to shout out that I'm all on board on this Hotlanta thing.
Are you good?
I'm a native Atlantan, so I don't care if you're from California or Rhode Island. It's a bad thing.
Okay, so you know that you have a responsibility now. When somebody comes
in town. This is an ethical duty.
Okay, thank you. All the recipes up online, Q100Atlanta.com, and the Four Seasons wants you to know, look, if you don't want to do the cooking yourself, just stop by there. They'll make the turkey for you. You get credit. That's awesome. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good job.
This is The Bert Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.